This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. A California judge ruled today that the state's law banning gay marriage is unconstitutional. San Francisco County Superior Judge Richard Kramer said the state can no longer justify limiting marriage to a man and a woman. Although the ruling will be appealed, it's expected to have national repercussions. Sarah Varney is a reporter for member station KQED, and she joins us now from San Francisco City Hall. Hi, Sarah.
Hi there.
So tell us more about this ruling. What does it do? What doesn't it do?
Well, we know for sure that the ruling is on appeal. The Alliance Defense Fund has already said that they will appeal it. That's been long expected. So nothing will change on the ground here in San Francisco, and it is likely to be another year or two before it actually reaches the California Supreme Court.
So far, the couples who got married in City Hall last year, they are still technically unmarried in the eyes of the state.
Exactly. Many of them are under domestic partnership status in San Francisco, domestic partnership status in California. And California has one of the most liberal domestic partnership laws in the country. And in fact, a new law just went into effect on January 1st that grants same-sex couples who are registered as domestic partners in the state essentially the same state benefits that married heterosexual couples enjoy. They still don't have any of the federal benefits when it comes to filing their taxes, but they are protected under most state laws.
Well, despite the fact that their status doesn't change as a result of this ruling, they are still celebrating today, right?
Oh, absolutely. The mood here is very celebratory. These are couples that many of whom were able to get married and then had that, in their words, taken away from them. There are also some couples here who were never able to get married. They were sort of the last in line when the state Supreme Court last March decided that San Francisco could no longer go on. And so many of these couples here, for them, they're saying they're really excited and that there's a chance that they may be able to get married at some point in the next couple of years.
Tell us about the lawsuits that led to this ruling.
So the lawsuit, this particular lawsuit was filed by the City of San Francisco and gay rights groups, and they were representing 12 plaintiffs. They argued that banning same-sex marriage violates the Equal Protection Clause of the state constitution, that the state can't treat a person differently just because he or she belongs to a group, in this case, homosexuals. They also argued that marriage is a fundamental right and that the state can't deny that right without a compelling reason. And what was interesting in this particular case was that the California Attorney General, Bill Lockyer, had to defend the state's ban on same-sex marriage when he has long supported civil rights for gay men and lesbians. He was joined in court in December by two conservative religious groups, the Alliance Defense Fund and the Campaign for California Families. They really argued that gay marriage was a moral violation. Attorney General Bill Lockyer really argued that there was a long history and tradition defining marriage as a union between one man and one woman. And the AG's office also argued that voters and state lawmakers should decide who can marry, not judges.
And they will appeal this ruling.
They will absolutely appeal this ruling. The Alliance Defense Fund has already said that this morning.
Sarah Varney is a reporter for member station KQED in San Francisco. She joined us from City Hall in San Francisco. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.